This review is brought to you by Five Nights in Vegas, a new romance by Elizabeth Stokes. It's about meeting, getting married, and falling in love, in that order. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
And the play tells a simple story. An older woman falls in love with a scheming girl that has her wrapped around her little finger.
I played Sigrid when I was 18. For me, it was more than a role.
Sigrid and Helena are one and the same person. And because you were Sigrid, only you can be Helena now.
So who's gonna play Sigrid?
Joanne Ellis. She's a lot more interesting than her interviews and profile.
I will play the one who drives her to suicide.
Okay, here's the deal. In the film Clouds of Sils Maria, Juliette Binoche plays an aging actress who struggles with playing the older role in a play that first brought her to fame. Much of the film focuses on her preparing for the role with her assistant, and we see their relationship mirror and mesh with those of the characters in the play. The most noteworthy thing in the mainstream about this film is that Kristen Stewart, whose acting stunk up the screen in all five Twilight movies, won the prestigious Caesar Award, the first American actress to do so. And her performance is strong, mainly because most of her tics and quirks she uses as crutches are suppressed, and she actually gets directed in this film. But don't let Stewart's performance overshadow the others. Juliette Binoche is charming as always in the lead, and their chemistry is great. The entire cast does a fine job. Unfortunately, so much of the film hinges upon Binoche's character's hang-ups and belly-aching about getting old and not wanting to actually suck it up and do her job as an actress that the story becomes infuriating. If you like heavy, talky dramas with their feet planted in pretentious art and navel-gazing, this film is top-notch. Personally, I was so irritated with the characters by the end that it lost my interest. Clouds of Sils Maria gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.